This podcast is sponsored by Sacha Simpson. With over 35 years of experience in real estate and lending, Sacha brings a powerful combination of deep industry knowledge and financial expertise that truly sets him apart. He has successfully guided sellers, buyers, investors, and trustees through the complexities of the Bay Area market. For more information, contact Sacha Simpson at REMAX Accord 925-701-1044 or sachabroker@gmail.com.
Okay, let's dive in. We're taking a close look today at a property, 621 Los Robles Court in Danville, California.
Right, smack in the Crow Canyon Country Club community.
Exactly. We've gathered the info to sort of give you a real feel for this listing.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission really is to unpack the key details, see what makes it tick.
It's interesting how one listing can tell you so much about the market, especially, you know, somewhere like Danville.
Totally. So let's start with the basics. Asking price is $1,599,000.
Okay.
It's a single family home. You get 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms.
And the square footage.
1,769 square feet, built back in 1978.
So it's got some history, ranch style. Yeah, single level ranch, sits on a, well, about a 0.15 acre lot. So around 6,500 square feet.
Manageable size. And you mentioned Crow Canyon Country Club, guard-gated, right?
That's a big one. Guard-gated community definitely offers a certain lifestyle feel.
That gated aspect in Danville usually signals more than just security, doesn't it? Often means community perks, privacy.
Good point. And it does here. It's part of the Crow Canyon Estates HOA.
Okay, so there's an HOA fee?
Yep, $220 a month. But listen to what it covers. Clubhouse, pool, the security gate, greenbelt. Plus, it's near a golf course and park, and it covers management, reserves, street maintenance.
So pretty comprehensive for that fee. It's not just the gate. You're buying into the amenities.
Right. It paints a picture of the community lifestyle.
Definitely. Okay, what about the house itself? You said 78, but has it been updated?
The listing says updated and impeccably maintained. That's always good to hear.
Reassuring, yeah.
It features an open concept floor plan, which people love.
Big change for the original 70s layout, probably.
Must be. Plus vaulted ceilings, lots of big windows, really aiming for that light, bright, indoor-outdoor flow.
You really need to see the quality of those updates, you know, especially going from a 70s build to open concept. It matters for value.
Absolutely critical. Inside, the living room has a fireplace, cozy, and it opens to a formal dining area.
Nice flow. What kind of fireplace?
It's wood-burning, but it also has a gas starter, so convenience and ambiance.
Best of both worlds, kind of.
And the kitchen sounds like a key feature. Updated granite countertops, stainless steel appliances.
The whole suite. Dishwasher, disposal.
Yep, dishwasher, disposal, ice maker hookup, microwave, oven, fridge, plus a breakfast nook and plenty of cabinets.
That sounds like what buyers expect in this price range in Danville.
Yeah.
A modern functional kitchen is key.
Totally. Then there's the primary suite, described as a retreat.
Okay, what makes it a retreat?
Well, generous closet space and a spa-like en-suite bathroom.
Spa-like. What does that translate to? Stall shower.
Stall shower, solid surface counters, updated baths, double sinks.
Double sinks are always popular.
With granite and marble finishes and a window in the bath for natural light.
Nice touch. Sounds like they put some thought into the primary bath update.
Seems like it. Beyond that, 2 more bedrooms. Listing calls them versatile guest room, office, hobby room, you know.
Flexible space is always good. What about the flooring?
It's a mix. Tile and carpet.
Practical.
And here's something a bit different. It includes an atrium and a sunroom.
Oh, interesting. An atrium and a sunroom. That's quite unique.
Yeah, adds character.
Definitely. An atrium could be a cool indoor garden spot. Sunroom gives you that bright extra living area. Depends how you'd use them.
Exactly. Practical stuff, laundry room inside, washer and dryer included, plus cabinets.
Good, good. Utilities, AC, heat.
Central air conditioning, forced air heating running on natural gas. Water heater is gas too.
Standard for the area, windows.
Dual pane windows throughout for energy efficiency.
Important, helps with bills and comfort, especially in California.
Right, okay, let's step outside. There's a patio described as peaceful, mature landscaping.
Mature landscaping is a plus. Adds character and privacy right away.
And views of the hills, classic Danville feel.
Nice backdrop. Yard details, fenced.
Yep, fenced backyard. Also a front yard, private entrance, yard space. Got automatic sprinklers front and back.
Makes maintenance easier.
And landscape lighting. For outdoor living, there's a deck and a covered deck.
Options for sun or shade. Good thinking.
Parking's an attached two-car garage, front-facing garage door opener included. Also mentions enclosed garage and deck parking features, though the main thing seems to be the two-car attached.
Standard convenient setup. So the outdoor space seems pretty well set up.
Yeah, seems usable and well-maintained. Now, back to the community aspect. We mentioned the HOA, the amenities.
Right, pool, clubhouse.
But also the schools. It's zoned for the San Ramon Valley Unified School District. Highly regarded.
That's a huge factor for many buyers in this area. Which schools specifically?
Greenbrook Elementary, Charlotte Wood Middle, and San Ramon Valley High.
Yep. Those are well-known, good schools.
And the location itself, it's on a court in a cul-de-sac.
Ah, so quieter, less through traffic, often feels more private, maybe safer for kids.
Exactly. It's in Contra Costa County.
Okay, let's talk numbers. Price per square foot.
Works out to roughly $904 per square foot.
Okay. Good benchmark to keep in mind. And when was it listed?
Pretty recently, April 22nd of this year, so just hit the market.
Still fresh. Gives buyers a chance, maybe before things get too heated. MLS number.
It's 410-94297.
Got it. Taxes.
Property taxes for 2024 were around $9,995, based on a taxable value of about $822,583.
Okay.
The listing agents are Relene Sprague and Tanya Colton with Notable Real Estate.
Right.
And if you're local and interested, they're holding open houses Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m.
Good opportunity to see it in person.
A few other little details. It has grab bars installed.
Accessibility feature. Could be important for some buyers.
Yeah. And as we said, HOA docs, budget, bylaws, CC&Rs, financials, reserves should be available.
Crucial to review those before making an offer. Understand the rules and the financial health of the HOA.
Definitely. Energy features mentioned again. Insulation, type unknown. Thermostat, the gas water heater, dual pane windows.
Good summary. Safety features.
Carbon monoxide detector, smoke detectors, double strapped water heater. Standard safety stuff.
Any sales history?
Last sold quite a while ago, July 14th, 2011.
Okay, so it's been off the market for over a decade. Interesting. What about online estimates, like Vestimates? Any idea?
Yeah, when we checked, the Zestimate was around $1,603,400.
Oh, slightly higher than the list price. Interesting.
Just slightly. Could mean anything, really, but it's a data point.
It is. Always good look at comps, too. Anything nearby sold recently or valued similarly?
Yeah, helps put it in context. Yeah. Right next door, basically, 622 Los Robles C, built a year later, 79. It's bigger, four beds, almost 1956 feet.
Okay, so larger.
Estimated market value around $1,890,300. But its HOA fee is a bit lower, $196.
Interesting trade-offs there. Bigger house, potentially higher value, slightly lower HOA.
And another one nearby, 649 Los Robles C. Similar specs to our place, three bed, two bath, same square footage. 1769.
Okay, direct comparison almost.
It's currently off market, but a recent Trulia estimate put it around $1,562,500. It was also listed for rent previously.
So that estimate is a little under the asking price for 621. Gives you a range to think about.
Exactly. It helps frame the value proposition.
Absolutely. Considering the size, the updates, the location, the comps.
Right. So bringing it all together, this deep dive into 621 Los Robles Court, it shows, you know, a pretty appealing property in Danville.
Seems like it ticks a lot of boxes.
Yeah.
Updated features, the whole Crow Canyon Country Club package with amenities, that strong school district.
It seems like a solid combination. Could be a really attractive opportunity for the right buyer.
Yeah. It really comes down to what aspects resonate most with you, the potential buyer.
Definitely. We encourage you to think about how this property aligns with your priorities and maybe check it out further if it caught your eye. This podcast is sponsored by Sacha Simpson. With over 35 years of experience in real estate and lending, Sacha brings a powerful combination of deep industry knowledge and financial expertise that truly sets him apart. He has successfully guided sellers, buyers, investors, and trustees through the complexities of the Bay Area market. For more information, contact Sacha Simpson at Remax Accord 925-701-1044 or sachabroker@gmail.com.